Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dwali Sykautow. The last Senate race in the U.S. is finally over, and the winner in Georgia's runoff election is Senator Raphael Warnock. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler reports on why Republican challenger Herschel Walker failed to win over voters and why Warnock's campaign themes secured his seat in the Senate.
Warnock's pitch as a bipartisan problem solver excited his party's base and wooed enough suburban moderates to emerge victorious. Ultimately, voters thought Walker's emphasis on far-right culture war issues was wrong for the state and now gives Democrats outright control of the Senate, 51 seats to 49.
That's reporter Stephen Fowler with Georgia Public Broadcasting. Late Tuesday, after acknowledging that the numbers weren't going to add up in his favor, football legend Herschel Walker offered this to his supporters.
One of the things I want to tell all of you is you never stop dreaming. I don't want any of you to stop dreaming. I don't want any of you to stop believing in America.
He added that his campaign put up one heck of a fight. That's what we gotta do, he said. Former President Donald Trump's company is guilty of a tax evasion scheme that lasted over a decade. NPR's Ilya Meretz has details.
Two Trump business entities were found guilty of 17 counts, ranging from criminal tax fraud to falsifying business records and conspiracy to commit grand larceny. Donald Trump was not a defendant, but his name came up again and again at trial. Prosecutors said the former president sanctioned his top executives, hiding income from tax authorities. Sentencing will be in January. The maximum possible penalty is $1.6 million. The reputational harm of becoming a convicted felon could be greater. Trump's attorney says they will appeal. Ilya Meretz, NPR News, New York.
At the U.S. Supreme Court today, the justices will hear arguments in a case that could radically transform the way federal elections are conducted. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, at issue is the so-called independent state legislature theory put forth by the Republican-dominated North Carolina state legislature.
If adopted by the U.S. Supreme Court, the theory would give state legislatures independent power to put in place all manner of election laws free from any review by state courts. Democratic Governor Roy Cooper sees the case as a cautionary tale for democracy.
If this court rules in favor of the Republicans, that state legislatures across the country will have exclusive control over running federal elections, which stands our system of checks and balances on its head.
A decision in the case is expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
And you are listening to NPR News from New York City. Morocco has become the first North African country to make it to the quarterfinals of a men's World Cup. Tuesday in Qatar, Morocco beat favorite Spain in a penalty kick shootout after more than 2 hours of scoreless soccer. From Doha, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
For the second day in a row, the inherent drama and some would say unfairness of a penalty kick shootout never materialized. Just as Croatia made easy work of Japan in their shootout Monday, Tuesday Morocco did the same to Spain. Spanish forward Pablo Sarabia hit the post on his team's first penalty kick, and Moroccan goalkeeper Yassine Bono blocked the next two. Shortly after, Morocco was celebrating its first ever quarterfinal spot, while much of the Arab world celebrated the new darlings of this first-ever Middle Eastern World Cup. Spain entered the tournament with a number 7 world ranking and loads of talent, but after a promising 7-0 opening win, the Spaniards struggled to score goals. To the end, Tom Goldman, NPR News, Doha.
Parts of the island of Jamaica is again under a state of emergency because of rising criminal acts and deadly violence. On Tuesday, in a televised address, the prime minister cited increased criminal activity in at least 7 of that island's 14 parishes. He said, "We have some really serious criminal threats facing us, and we have to use all powers at our disposal." A government spokesman there said so far this year, more than 1,400 killings have been reported. You're listening to NPR News.